Welcome, everyone, to the Energy Advisors Podcast. I'm Rex, the Energy Guy, your host. Glad to have you with us wherever you're listening to around the globe. Listen, before we get on today's little ditty, I had a funny idea I was going to throw out there. Sometimes you can't take life 100% serious. I want to remind people, look, life is busy. If you don't always have a chance to keep up with all the episodes, we have notifications and following, but sometimes we still don't have time to catch it. You might want to go back and look at episode 54, which was a massive update that's happening in solar panel cell technology. It's amazing stuff. It's going to turn the industry on its head. The improvements are magnitudes. It's going to make a huge difference. So check out episode 54. So before we get started today, I'd like to thank our partners in the show, our friends over at Power. Now, if you haven't met up with Power, you'll be amazed. It is the fastest growing company that's delivering renewable energy technologies. Thousands and thousands of installations covering 23 states in the United States. And listen, there's a kind of four pillars. When you look at, let's say, solar technology, there's the warranties, there is the price, and then there is the selection to get a tailor-fit solution for that, and then also the delivery models. Listen, Power exceeds everyone. That's why they're on the Inc. 5,000 fastest growing list 4 years consecutively. So if you want to connect with them, we'll get you connected with them. They do rooftop solar better than anyone you'll ever run into, plus other technologies. Go to the Energy Advisors website at energyadvisors.today, and we will connect you with them. Our second partner in the show is our good friends over at Universal Wind Kinetics. Listen, if you haven't looked at residential wind, you need to look. This stuff is amazing. Technology cycles have gone bananas, and you can get a single wind turbine, a little tiny thing that fits on your roof, to actually put out more electricity than four solar panels. So pretty interesting stuff. Get in touch with them by going to our website also. And then our friends over at Solar for America. They are a U.S.-based company that is making their panels in the United States. And I think it's a good thing that panels are made all around the world. You don't want to be locked into companies in the supply chain that are just in one country, and that country could be an adversary. So check them out by going to energyadvisors.today and fill out the form. We'll get you in touch. Okay, so I had this funny idea about getaway cars in the current 2024. So I'm going to tell you that, but I got a little backstory to get us there. So when I was a kid, I was 11 years old and someone set our house on fire, an arsonist. Now my dad was in law enforcement at the time. And so he'd cross somebody's path and we were on vacation and they set our house on fire. Now the person who discovered our house that was on fire on the backside of our house was sitting on the curb out in the front of our house and he heard glass breaking. And then a few seconds later, he heard the distinct sound of a Volkswagen Bug engine or Volkswagen van at the time, because Volkswagen engines at that time were air cooled. So they made a different noise. So if you remember them, it was a pop, 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 and it was very distinct. Okay. So he runs around and he hears the pop, pop, pop going down the alley away from our house and discovers the house on fire and engulfed and glass breaking and stuff. And so he got a hold of the fire department. Well, long story short, won't take forever, but that engine sound actually helped catch the perpetrators who set our house on fire. So I don't know what made me think of this, but you know what? An EV might just be the perfect getaway vehicle for hooligans that are up to no good. All right, so let's think about this. Well, number one, okay, they don't make any noise. They're very quiet. And the only thing you ever hear out of an EV is a tiny, tiny whir, which you can't hear from very far away. And then tire noise. Well, tire noise is going to exist on all vehicles. So if those perpetrators who set our house on fire, my neighbor would have never heard them because they would have snuck down the alley. Okay, so that's one aspect. The second is it's the kind of profile, you know. How many hooligans are driving around in a Tesla, right? A Tesla Y or a Tesla Roadster, in fact. And so, yeah, the police aren't going to be just looking for a hooligan that's that, because they're going to think, oh, well, that's a fairly affluent person down going down the street, then I don't see them being hooligans. So that might give them some distance. But another thing that's important would be the speed of the getaway. The second version of the Tesla Roadster can go from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. I mean, literally, you better strapped in because that is fast. And a Tesla Roadster can go all the way up to 250 miles per hour. Now, probably would have run out of runway at the end of that alley because it was only a block wide. But boy, 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds, you're getting out of there fast. So think about it. Maybe this is another market the EV company should be marketing to is hooligans that are trying to get away. So until next time, think about it. And as I always say, thanks and make it a great day.